Eagles. This is a game in which the Mount Home Lady Bombers are at the second game. Red Dog Invitational over here in Springdale, and it's kind of an Invitational classic, I would say, as I welcome Matt Norcross. Matt, nice to have you, man.
I'm excited to be here again.
Again.
Now, listen, Brad, you know that it takes three for a streak, right?
That's right. You're 1-0.
No, I'm 2-0.
2-0, boys and boys.
I'm counting the boys on this,
okay,
too.
Right? Like
so
it.
I'm 2-0. I plan on leading tonight saying that we have a streak.
We have a streak going. I love it.
Yep.
I love it. Well, this is the second day of the Red Dog Invitational. So different than a tournament. A lot of times in tournaments, you win and you progress, and then you play the team that wins and so on and so forth to a champion. The way that this is set up is it's four teams that were invited only by the Springdale Lady Bulldogs. Oklahoma Flame, who came into this 10-1 Mountain Home, beat them by 16 last night. Greene County Tech Eagles, who came into this game or this Invitational 7-0. They lost to Springdale last night. The Springdale Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs, they came in 4-1, maybe 5-1. They beat Greene County Tech. And then us Lady Bombers, who came in 6-2. And after the win last night, we were 7-2. So at the end of this kind of round robin, four teams all playing each other. They take head-to-head. They take points. And it's kind of one of those, whoever wins is going to take the trophy. So
what you're saying is there was a lot of wins. Coming.
There's a lot of wins.
Between these four teams,
yes,
there's a lot of wins.
Really good girls basketball, let's put it that way right here. Lady Bombers, second game in a row, or third game in a row now. They faced the Oklahoma Flame last night. They were 10-1. Before that, they had the Bergman Lady Panthers over in the Flippin Championship. They were 9-2 going into the game when the Lady Bombers play that. Now they get the 7-1 Greene County Tech Eagles. This is going to be a game of, I'm going to say, predestined. We're going to see that maybe that might be a way to call this. This is a team that might see each other deep in the state tournament later in the year.
Right. And, well, it's a good time to see what we've got against them.
Yep.
At the same time, I know that Coach Leonard and Coach Husky are going to be smart about taking a lot of notes, seeing how things are going to go the rest of the year. And so when we meet them again, if we do, we'll be prepared, just like they're going to be prepared tonight.
Yep. Well, we're going to take a short break. You're at the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. When it feels like home, it heals like home. We're getting everything set up. Decon just made the trek over after getting a Bomber victory against Ozark Catholic over in Farmington. Our boys are able to win that game, but he's made it over. He's getting set up on Bomber Sports Network. We'll be there shortly with video if we don't already have it. But you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball and Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. We will be back shortly.
Hey, Brad, give us a little of that good music to get out of this.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Is your health in the hands of true experts? At Baxter Health, their nationally recognized vascular surgeons, Dr. Heath Broussard, Dr. Kent Noctegal, and Dr. Nestor Arita, are leading the way in cutting-edge vascular and endovascular surgery. Their team is dedicated to providing high-quality, compassionate care, specializing in the latest endovascular techniques to treat complex blood vessel conditions. Ask your primary care for a referral to the Baxter Health Heart and Vascular Clinic, or call 870-508-3200 to schedule your appointment. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
And we are back here in Springdale, Arkansas, as the Mountain Home Lady Bombers are set to take on the Greene County Tech Eagles here in the second day of the Red Dog Classic, Mountain Home versus Greene County Tech. Just watch Springdale. They were able to beat the Oklahoma Flame, about a 20-point game. A game that got pushed out by Springdale. Springdale's going to be tough tomorrow when we see them.
And yeah, they're fast. They're going to get up in your face on defense. I think we'll be able to kind of do what we did to Bergman in that game and slow it down, work it down, throw some deep passes over the top because they don't have a lot of height on them. We should be all right.
Yeah, so speaking of that Bergman game, the Lady Bombers coming off a they're actually on a streak. We talk about a streak themselves. Their last loss that they had came at the hands of Springdale Harbor. I haven't seen – there's not many state rankings that have made their way out yet, but Springdale Harbor has done nothing but win a bunch of games ever since we played them. We went double overtime in Harrison at North Ark College, and just a great game to watch. But they were fast. They were kind of all over us, and Lady Bombers have been on a winning streak since that game. They went 3-0 over in Flippin in the Billy Ply Classic, Billy Ply Classic. And, Matt, you got to call that last game against the Bergman Panthers. You know, what did you see some pros and cons of the Lady Bombers, what they did, what they didn't do, what they can, you know, can get better with?
Yeah, you like if I start with the pros or the cons?
Doesn't matter. We got to get them both.
Okay. Right? I'm going to start with cons. And listen, I might be nitpicking a little bit.
Yeah.
But one thing that Mountain Home did, they're going to play a fast-paced game, right? That's going to be their game plan wherever they can, and they do a really good job of it. They can come down and they can shoot the lights out with any other team in the state. I'll call that right now.
Yep.
But against Bergman, sometimes when you come down and you're playing a fast-paced, up-tempo game, you come down and you take a quick shot. It's fine if you miss that shot, and Coach Leonard has no problem with coming down and taking a quick shot as long as it's a good shot. The problem is sometimes you can't get back on defense, right?
Right.
And so when we were calling that game against Bergman, Bergman had a lot of open threes without a hand in their face. So I think if Mountain Home gets to where they're cooling down a little bit on their shooting, they can keep their tempo up, but maybe just one or two more passes.
Yeah.
Like it allows you to get back on defense, get up in their grill, and maybe slow a team from getting too hot shooting.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do, you play basketball, I play basketball. When you're hot,
I played it poorly, but
yeah,
yes,
me too. Okay. But regardless, poorly, good, whatever, when you're hot, that basket looks huge.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, when you're hot, the only thing you want is the ball back in your hands as quickly as possible to try to get another shot at.
I saw one of those Bergman girls, they were sitting on the bench and shot one and made it.
Yeah, I mean, it was just,
they were
unreal.
Throwing it up from everywhere.
And I agree with you. And I think if you look at that game and you look at the Lady Bombers and you look at the tale of two halves, right? So the Lady Bombers went, we'll call it the rat race of the first half. Lady Bombers went toe for toe. They're like, we're going to go up and down. And that's what Bergman wanted. They were small. They were quick. We're going to get up and down.
Yeah.
And they started shooting well. Well, we didn't shoot as well, and we gave up some empty shots. Or even if we did make it, they were back quickly and had another shot on us. But we scored 41 points.
That's right.
They scored 40.
That's right.
Right? Come out to the second half.
Now, I'm going to butt in here because I only was talking about the cons.
Yeah.
And there's too many of the pros, and I want to talk about those.
All right, let's hear it.
And here's what we did in the second half. I don't know how many – you probably have these stats on you. I'm sure we scored, 42 in the second half?
42 points, yeah.
And held Bergman to
23,
right? And what caused that was, with our athletes, we slowed the ball down just a little bit. And listen, I'm all about the offense, Brad,
yep.
And they do a good job of it. But We slowed it down just a little bit, and we worked it inside because we had such a height advantage and a strength advantage and an athletic advantage in the post area. And we worked it inside, and it was just too much for the Bergman girls to handle.
Yeah, and I think that's the recipe for success for these Lady Bombers. I think you nailed it. Can we play quick but controlled? When things are cooling off, do we take that extra pass, get the great shot, the high percentage shot, just to give us the time to get set back up on defense? And if we do that, I'll be honest with you, Matt, this team right here is going to be very, very tough to beat.
I agree 100%. Now, listen, I hope we come down and we pull it from all over the court and we make every one. I'm sure Coach Leonard will say, girls, keep on going.
Yeah, when you're hot, you want to do that, right?
That's exactly
go for it.
Right.
But when you're cooling off.
When you start cooling off, that's when you got to kind of call an audible.
That's right.
Is that the right sport or wrong
sport? We're close. Okay. We can call it. This is the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. When it feels like home, it heals like home. We're about 12 minutes away from tip-off. We might have fired this thing off a little bit early, but I tell you what, I'm excited. Matt's excited.
Look at me.
I know. Deacon, are you excited? Deacon's excited. He's already 1-0 today.
The table.
He's 1-0 on a bomber win. He's hoping to get on. We're all here. We're having a good time. We're excited. We went a little early, but that's all right. We're going to be back here shortly in the Baxter Health Bone and Joint pregame show. We're going to set this matchup up with this Greene County Tech Lady Eagles. We're going to let you know what you can expect and hopefully see from these Lady Bombers tonight. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Here's Dr. Nick Souter.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals. Perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
And we are back here in Springdale, Arkansas, as the Lady Bombers are set to take on the Greene County Tech Lady Eagles in this 5A matchup. It is an invitational. Mountain 6A is Springdale, Mountain Homes 5A, Greene County Tech's 5A. But I tell you, guys, I'll be real honest with you. This is a matchup we've all had our eyes on. Green Cay Tech comes this game 7-1. Their only loss came last night at the hands of the Springdale Lady Bulldogs. But they've been beating some really, really good teams. And even the Mountain Home, you know, we talked about early in the year, in that first game of the year, I mentioned Valley View. And I said, okay, Valley View is a team to watch. This could be a top 10, top 7 matchup. Okay, let's see what Valley View's done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 1. Valley View's 9-1. So it's a team we're going to see. They're in the 5A East with Green County Tech. Yes, Green County Tech team's the same way, guys. They're one that's going to be there in the end. They're one you're going to see in the state tournament. Maybe your paths cross. Maybe they don't. But there's a history with these two teams.
Yeah, tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Brad, because I know a lot of these girls have played together. They played against each other for the last 4 or 5 years, right?
Yep. So Mountain Home in their junior high program, they are in the Eastern Conference in the junior high. So you got the Jonesboro teams, Paragould, Marion's, West Memphis. In high school, we're in the West. Okay, so we don't get to see those same teams. In our ninth grade year, these same girls that are seniors here, Green County Tech was the dudes. They were the team to beat. They were undefeated in conference. They came to our house, whipped our butt on a Saturday. I mean, just it was snowy game. They came back. They just beat us. Sophia Gonzalez came in and just hit threes out of her mind. We went to Green County Tech. At Green County Tech, we played them a little bit closer. However, came way short on that game. So we had two losses. We were set up as the 2 seed. They were set up as the 1 seed. Conference championship finals went to come finals time. Mountain Home has to travel to Green County Tech for the conference finals. Mountain Home won that game. It's hard to beat a team three times twice or a good team 3 times in a row. Yep. Mountain Home got their number and beat them. Trust me. You can go back and watch it on Bomber Sports Network. I called that game. It was so fun, man. I had to stop halfway through and be like, I got to go be a dad for a second. I got down in the fence because I knew it was happening. It was coming.
Listen, Brad, you can't do that. You can't leave me mic tonight. If you get too worked up tonight, I don't know what I'll do.
It's not one of those high – it's not a championship.
That's right.
But Mountain Home, they do know each other.
Yeah, to your point, these girls are going to know – Our girls are going to know their girls. The history's going to be there.
Yep.
Both of these teams are going to take this a little bit more seriously than if it was just a midseason.
And it's not one of those hatreds. It's not one of those hate. It's a respect. Yep. Both teams respect each other. Both teams know each other. They've played summer ball. They've seen each other. They say, hey, they're friends on Snap. They know each other, and they know what this game means.
Well, it also says a lot, Brad. Like, if you're Mountain Home, you beat Green County Tech or vice versa. After this, everybody else in your class in the state takes note of that.
Yep.
And they know that they're going to have to deal with you one way or the other.
This is a game on Scorebook Live. I guarantee you, people who are on Scorebook Live, which is the where you put your scores in for high school basketball, people see this matchup.
Yep.
They're going back tonight to see who wins this matchup.
Right.
It's one of those games. I expect this to be a really tightly contested game. Now, there is a difference. Green County Tech had a move in. Amira Johnson, number 23. She looks the part. She's a dude. I've got a friend that's in Green County Tech. Kevin, if you're listening, hey, what's up, brother? But he said she is the real deal. She comes in. I watched her play. She looks the part. But guess what? We got to move in, too. Brooklyn Mitchell comes in. Guess what? Brooklyn Mitchell's a dude as well.
She can get after it. I'm close to Brooklyn. I've seen her play for many years. She's not going to be intimidated.
Nope.
We've got a dude. They've got a dude.
We got Libby Fossens, too. We might have two dudes that moved in.
Well,
right?
Listen, here's my thing. They might have a dude. They might have a couple of them. I think we've got about 7 of them.
We do. We go deep. We got girls that are going to be all over the board. You know, and some of those didn't have a great game last night. They're looking to rebound. I talked to the Lady Bombers before this game. They're not real happy with how they look. They're not real happy with how they played. They're not real happy with how they shot. They're happy winning by 16, but the way that they did it, they don't feel like that they did it the way that they need to play. So hopefully tonight's one they can turn
out. That's a perfect setup game to a big game.
Yep.
I remember playing, and if we had a big game, you always have that sleeper before. Getting out of that with a W, that's number one. And then it wakes you up a little bit to the game.
And
really
every
counts.
One of those Lady Bombers knew the second game of this classic was Green County Tech.
Sure.
They knew it. They're ready for it. So I think we had a little sleeper, and hopefully tonight we come back. This is the Baxter Health Bone and Joint pregame show. When it feels like home, it heals like home. We're going to take one more quick break. We're about 3 minutes away from tip-off. We're going to come back, set our starting lineups, hear the officials, and get ready to tip this 5A game off here in the Red Dog Invitational between your Mountain Home Lady Bombers and Green County Tech Lady Eagles. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming on the Bomber Sports Network.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
We're back here as we're about a minute and a half away from tip-off. Your Mountain Home Lady Bombers set to take it on the Green County Tech Lady Eagles. Let's meet tonight's starting lineup. For your Mountain Home Bombers, number 2, junior Brooklyn Mitchell. Number 3, junior Jayla Yonkers. Senior 21, Anna McCarn. Number 24, Lakin Moore, senior. And number 33, Livy Fosness is a junior. For your Green County Tech Lady Eagles, Sophia Gonzalez, number 4. Amira Johnson, number 23. Wesleyan Burnside, senior 24. J.C. Edrington is a senior, number 25. And Maya Butler is number 35, a senior as well. Tonight's officials are brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint. Matt, you have those for us?
Let's look here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. I don't have the last name. So the three officials are Kevin and Oscar and Creed.
Kevin, Oscar, and Creed. That's our official brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. We are 1 minute away from tip-off. Guys, we will be back with Mountain Home Lady Bombers versus Green County Tech Eagles. You've been listening to Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. You're in on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go buy.